Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take one look at our own race team of Joey Savacci, Martin Davalos, Austin Fortner, and Adam Cincirillo. We build champions.
Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
All right, Kenny Rocks in Millville. You love this place. It's a fantastic track, and a good day for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is the best day I've had, or one of the best days I've had this year, because we made some changes to the bike, but that was the first time I was actually close. Normally, I'm like freaking 12 seconds off the lead in qualifying practice. Not really, like four.
Oh, no, but yeah, your qualifying isn't.
Yeah, and today I was only 0.3 off in the second motor. I'm like, whoa. And I didn't do any changes to the bike either. So that was huge for me, just knowing what the bike does. So that was pretty good. We got good starts, and I'm battling up there. This is the best practice that I can possibly get, which is racing. You know, at home, there's really only that much I can do. Obviously, you can see I'm not win ready yet, but I hope that we're just keep moving in the right direction. And I just really enjoy the process of it. You know, I think it'll make it that much sweeter when we finally do win. So I'm working hard, and I can go the pace. I feel like we were really hauling ass in the beginning of the first moto. So I was pretty stoked about everything, and we had a good weekend.
Did you make some mistakes? Because I agree, you were gone, and it was a good pace. And he caught you quicker than I thought, not to be a dick. Yeah, but did you make some mistakes? Or?
No, he busted out a 212.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I asked him, I'm like, where the heck did you get that 2? He's like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, like...
So
I was wondering if you had done something.
No, I was just going my own speed, and I think he's just got everything dialed, you know, third year on the bike or something like that, third or fourth year.
You've been there. You know what it's like to be dialed.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's why this year is like getting everything set up for next year. So I'm glad we're going through certain struggles, because I want to be ready for next year.
Well, one of my number one rides I've ever seen in my life was you here at the RCH. Here, absolutely destroying everybody. So when I think of this place, I think of you and that ride.
And you know what? Before that, I've never really gotten along with this place so much. Okay. But then I did good in 2016, and it's good coming back and knowing that the last time I raced here was pretty good. So it's just very different, because, you know, you got a lot of elevation changes.
Yep.
The dirt goes from sandy with a super hard base to kind of clayish over there, and some square edges. It's a pretty gnarly track.
Yeah. Is it too early to talk about Germany and Destinations? Do you know?
No, I'm racing.
You're in?
Yeah, I wanted to be in last year too, but obviously I got hurt, so I'm in.
If Nagel works. And?
I think Jacoby.
Oh, yeah, Jacoby killed it the other day.
Dude, I think we can be a solid team, you know? So.
And you have a hell of a record at Motocross of Nations. You do.
Yeah, I honestly, I'm kind of proud of that, you know, because even the 250 class and everything, I've had a good ride there.
Yeah. Cool, man. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah, absolutely.